Big E 3 India, Foxtrot Charlie.
Very good morning, Paul, VE3IFC, VE5RJM. I've seen your reply to my message to you there this morning. So hopefully you had a good night, and yeah, back to you, VE3IFC, VE5RJM. Nice to hear you on this morning.
Wow, good morning, Randy. It's a late start, but what a nice start. Yeah, I had to check my email earlier, but just turned the radio on now, so... hearing you on the radio is the perfect start to my radio day. Thank you. Thank you for doing the 10 o'clock adjustment. That should be perfect, Randy. And how are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, I wish you were on this morning. You would have been really, really excited. We've had some new stations connect up with us, plus a station mobile there, a KE2 station. Yeah, he was looking to speak to someone in French. Because his friend, the passenger, was French-speaking and was trying to convince him to get into the hobby of amateur radio. So Pierre was there, and he had a nice cuistot with him in French. It was nice to hear a French cuistot, even though I couldn't understand a word of it there, hi-hi. And then we had a few other stations from Ontario that connected up here with us and joined in. So they'll hopefully be back with us here again. And it was a heck of a nice round tree that we had going here this morning. Five or six stations there, three or four were new stations. Very nice to hear these other stations come in. So you had to miss that there, Paul. You would have been ecstatic there, I'm sure. And especially talking to that Frenchman there and trying to convince him to get into the hobby like the rest of us were. So, fine business. Good to hear you this morning, and a very good morning to you. And it's all right if it's a late start. There's nothing wrong with that. I even had a late morning this morning. I didn't get on the air until after 6 this morning, our time locally here, so would have been 8 your time. So I'm usually up about an hour before that. But I didn't get much... rest there because I had a little arthritis act up on me yesterday. So, anyhow, back to you, Paul. VE3IFC, VE5RJM. And very good morning.
Well, that's a wonderful report. Thank you. I'm sorry I missed that. But it sounds like there wouldn't be room for me anyway. Sounds like he was a full house already. But that's great. That's really, really great. Thank you for sharing that, Randy. That's awesome. Don't you always say the more the merrier? So there you go. That's really, really good. Gosh. I'm sorry I missed it, but I can be happy anyway. I'm just happy that it happened. So, you know, sometimes, what do they say? The spirit is willing, but the soul is weak. No, the body is weak. I don't know. Sometimes I want to do something, but my body says, nope, not yet. Okay. I have to listen to my body. It says, nope. So I guess the answer is no. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for your good report. Wow. And a bit of French. Good for Pierre. Hooray! What a great family, Randy. What a great, great family. Thank you. Huh. Gosh, I got a smile on my face from one earlobe to the other. So there you go. Back to you, Randy. VE3IFC.
Tango Bravo Foxtrot.
Station.
Yep, roger that, Paul, and I heard you in there, Tim, and also that other station that doubled with you, Tim. So just stand by for one sec, and I'll pass it over to you. So anyways, Paul, yeah, it was a good thing, and they're likely going to be back here on our system, so you'll get the opportunity to have a CUSO with them, I'm sure, as well. And with geography there in Ontario, you probably know exactly where these people are located and so forth. I haven't put them in my QRZ yet, but I was still planning on putting a couple of them in, or three, that I had a QSO with, so still needing to do that. But I'll get to it here in about 20 minutes. So anyhow, we had two stations in there. I'm not sure what the other station call sign was. Couldn't quite make it out there. So that other station, I've got Tim, VE5 Tango Bravo Foxtrot Mobile, I would assume. And that other station that I didn't get the call sign, come now, please. Over.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. VA3HRY, and good morning, Paul. Good morning, Tim. If you're there, I didn't hear you, and I think we doubled at the same time. Just to let you know, Paul and Tim and Randy, I'm in a Walmart shopping, making a contact from the inside of the building, and there will be a special QSL card later for anyone who contacts me in the Walmart. Oh, boy. You ever notice people dress funny in Walmarts? But anyway, just wanted to say hello to everybody. I'll give it back to Tim, if that was you. VE5TBF, VA3HRY. Go ahead, Tim. And I'll say 7-3.
Talking about funny dressed people in Walmart, boy, there's sure a lot of things on Facebook with that. And you see all kinds of things some days in Walmart, and this is one of them, eh?
Yeah, go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Yeah, sometimes I sit in the parking lot while the wife runs in quickly to grab just a couple of things there, so I usually slow her down so she goes ahead of me and I sit in the car there, unless we're doing more of a lengthier stop there. But just even in the parking lot there, you know, you get to see them coming in and out there, and yeah, some people even come in their pajamas there, hi. I guess that's acceptable now, I don't know. Wake up, get out of bed, and go to Walmart. boy, I don't know. But, yeah, it seems like less and less people are dressing up to go anywhere. They just go whatever they're having on their bodies at the time, and at least they got something covering them, at least, tie-high. You don't want any streakers going across the parking lot of Walmart, that's for sure. So it would have been something that I would not want to see in most cases. But anyhow, it's all good. So, well, that's interesting there, Henry, inside the Walmart there, doing a little browsing around there and so forth. So, and special QSL card, well, that's very cool there. So, not sure if I'm on your list there, but please include me there for sure if I'm not there. And I'll pass it over to